Morning. Welcome to the conference call of Ford Stores S.A. to announce the result of the first quarter of 2015. Right now, all participants are connected in listen-only mode, and later on, we are going to start a Q&A session when further instructions for you to participate will be provided. Should you need any assistance during this conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that statements made during this conference call relative to Ford Stores' business prospects, its controlled companies and collocated companies, operational and financial projections and goals are based on beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and also on information currently available. They involve risks and uncertainties because they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future performance of Ford and may lead to results that will be materially different from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. You should also be reminded that this conference call is being recorded and will be available in the IR website afterwards. I would like to inform that today here with us representing Ford, we have Mr. André Balbi, CEO, Eduardo Moretti, VP of Sales and Marketing, Thiago Piovesan, Administrative and Financial Vice President and IRO. Also, we have here with us the executive officers, Rosenei Ramos, Planning and Management Manager, Simone Baginski, Legal Manager, and Carlos Augusto Mostardeiro, Financial Manager. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Balbi, CEO of the company, who's going to make the initial considerations. Please, Mr. Balbi.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to thank you all for your presence here today for attending our conference call. Well, we are going to try to be very objective, but during our call, we are going to present a number of numbers and facts that clearly demonstrate our manufacturing process. We also would like to emphasize some important points that are relevant for Ford Stores. The first point is that Ford naturally depends on its markets. What we've been seeing along the first quarter of 2015 is the clear recovery of the U.S. weapons market, our main target market. 70% of our production is sent to the U.S. market. In 2014, we had a quite negative impact as of April. This impact lasted throughout the year of 2014. Well, 2015, this market has already gone back to its traditional levels with traditional growth rates and recovery in demand, combined with the offer of new products, new launches for the U.S. market by Ford, and also an aggressive pricing policy through which we really tried to recover volume and shelf space in the U.S., have led to a significant increase in market share and our production increase in Brazil. That is, to guarantee an increase in productivity, we took advantage of the growth in the U.S. market. We sought orders. Today, we have orders that already meet the needs for the year. We have orders that guarantee a manufacturing and productivity growth curve that is satisfactory and meets the needs of our plans. Secondly, is to seek new markets and businesses. We continue to diversify our export efforts. We are reaching new markets, new destinations, with two factors to support us. number one, the quality of our products. We're increasing volumes and productivity with gains in quality, and it's so significant that it has made it possible for us to open new markets overseas. Additionally, we are reassessing our structure of representatives overseas, and we believe that it is necessary to renew our representatives, the way we approach the market, and secondly, review and launch of new products, as for example, CL-800, which is a weapon that has been prepared to be competitive in any market with performance standards that are superior to what we've been offering. The third point that I would like to emphasize is the Carter case. This is a lawsuit estimated at $67 million. It was not expected. It has an impact on the quarter. This amount is not related, is not something that was calculated in the short term, and it's related to an agreement between parties and other agents. So in order to eliminate Carter lawsuit, which was a lawsuit that could have additional adverse effects other than the $77 million. And they would expose management. So the management decided to terminate those effects through a settlement in the U.S. The next point is the increase in the quantity and quality of our product, as you are going to see on slide 6 of our presentation. There you can see an increase of 100% in manufacturing of weapons in short, a little bit less than 6 months. I know that when you look at the table, it's even hard to believe in such a recovery, but it's not something that happened overnight, but it's something that we've been doing for a while, since November 2014, when we designed our market recovery strategy. New products, reduction of our price base, we're seeking markets, recovering customers, recovering quality, and at the same time in Brazil, growth and reduction in head count, increase in productivity and in quality. All of this combined are coming together and generating the gains in operational efficiency. Lastly, and as a result of this gain in quality, productivity, and market share, there is the growth in our adjusted EBITDA in March 2015. Even though we are talking about the quarter, note that the result of this quarter takes place basically in March, when we generated an adjusted EBITDA of 9.5 million reais and the adjusted EBITDA margin of 14%. This margin was something that we hadn't seen in our company for a while. This clearly demonstrates the recovery of our basic operation foundations. And what I can say is that from now on, we are going to reach greater efficiency, productivity, and optimization of the working capital. That is, what we see in March will become a constant for the company. This process has provided the first results in March, and I believe that what you'll be seeing from now on is the conclusion and evolution of a strategy that started last year. Now I am going to turn the conference over to you. After this short introduction, I'm going to turn the conference over to Mr. Moretti, our sales and marketing VP, and he will talk about our company's commercial aspects. Thank you very much, Andre. Good morning, everyone. I would like to first share with you some highlights about the first quarter. And insisting on what Andre always mentions to us, our main challenge is to always offer to our customers safe and reliable products. In order to do that, we have hired an international expert who analyzed all our series of 800 pistols. So the 800 series is a series of pistols that used both in the military and civilian and police markets And the main objective of this project, of that work, was to improve the performance of our products. We already have quite significantly better performances with this product. And as part of this process, we have just launched in the first quarter this year, PT-838. So it's a pistol of the 800 with 380 gauge. And we offer the possibility of having a reliable product similar to what we provide to police forces. So this is our main focus, our main challenge. And we have had a very significant event in Brazil. We have just participated in the largest defense and security trade show in Latin America in April in Rio de Janeiro with 600 exhibitors from 45 different countries. And in the Allied, we introduced our new pistol, PT-838. The curved pistol is 380, today sold in the U.S. market. And we are working to bring this pistol also to the Brazilian market. And we should also highlight in the first quarter, we've been seeking intensively to improve our communication processes with our customers. We have launched Taurus fan page in 2 months. We already have 40,000 followers, and through our fan page, we want to get closer to our customers to understand their needs, to publish information about our products, maintenance, about the launch of products. And the idea is really to improve communication of Taurus with our customers. Well, now I would like to talk a little bit about the numbers of the first quarter. So if you go to our presentation, slide number 5, and I'll start talking a little bit about the U.S. As Balbi said, in 2014 we had a strong drop as compared to 2013, and we've been strongly recovering this in this year, 2015. I always say in our meetings that every month we analyze our mixes as published by store owners that check criminal history of purchasers at the time of purchase. So we have this NCIS. Well, the important thing about NCIS and ICS, so in the first quarter of 2015 as compared to 2014, we had a 2% increase in NICS. And in the American market, it grew 6.5. So these are the numbers about what Andre shared with us, our sales increase in the U.S. market. Just to give you an idea in terms of NICS, if we compare the fourth quarter of 2014 with the first quarter of 2015, NICS dropped 15%, and this is merely seasonal because the hunting season in the U.S. starts in October, goes until January, and in this period when NICS dropped, we had a growth in net revenue of 31% in spite of that drop above the fourth quarter of 2014, thereby showing our recovery in the U.S. market, as Andre mentioned. As to the Brazilian market, I think it is important to highlight this current status of the Brazilian market. It's a macroeconomic environment, as you all know, with announcements of cuts in public budgets, and this has reduced demand of our police customers. But then, on the other hand, with regards to the need, because we are having more social demonstrations, increase in criminality, drives public security to need to demand more products. We are seeing the reduction on demand from government agencies with an effort to increase in stores with more points of sale and also in our sales to police officers individually. As to other countries and talking about exports to other countries except for the U.S., we should highlight that we have had a growth of 11.6% as compared to the same period last year. Our sales were quite significant in the first quarter to France, Italy, and Jordan, mature markets. And as Andre mentioned, this is part of our strategy of continuing to diversify in new markets. However, with regard to the fourth quarter of 2014, as you can see on slide number 5, you can see a reduction of 39%, but this is very specific for the fourth quarter of 2014. We had huge sales to Egypt, and this sort of distorts our numbers. As to the helmets market, as you all know, the helmets account for 18% of our net sales. And our performance is strongly related on demand for motorcycles and new motorcycles in Brazil. As you know, this is a market that has been going down. The risk of unemployment, limits in credit or credit restrictions. So the market of new motorcycles has dropped in Q1 as compared to the same quarter last year. 9% was the drop. However, our sales dropped by 7%. So we are kind of keeping our market share, which is the indicator that we look with great attention every month. As to business prospects, just mentioning what we see in the future, the U.S., we believe that it's going to go on growing. We believe that this market will be very favorable for us. In Brazil, as I said, make up for the budget limitations of the government, we are focusing very much on sales to individuals, to police officers, military people, and civilians who may buy a weapon, and an increase in points of sales. That means the capillarity of our products to recover and increase sales in this market. As to the exports market, we should highlight that we will continue to focus our efforts to increase our sales in all continents. Today we export to more than 86 countries, and we are seeking new customers, new markets, as Andre said, with new products, new representatives, seeking growth in this market. And in closing, as to the helmets market, the prospects increase a smaller demand in the motorcycle market this year. However, we are working to modernize our product lines and also to increase the number of points of sales. Today we have 3,000 points of sale and we want to have more. So these are my comments about sales and marketing. And now I would like to turn the conference over to Thiago, our CFO, and IRO, who's going to talk about our financials. Thank you, Moretti. Good morning, everyone. Thank you all again for attending our conference call about Q1 15. As I always do, just to emphasize the presentation that we are using for our conference call, you can access it in our IR website, www.toros.ir. So moving on and looking on slide 6 of our presentation, and the idea is to give you a snapshot of the most significant impacts regarding the numbers of the first quarter of 2015. Some of them have already been highlighted and mentioned both by Balbi and Moretti before. So in terms of expenses, we call the non-recurring expenses, and we could not fail to highlight the effect of Carter case, as Andre mentioned, and we made the provisions of almost 70 million reals with an impact in our losses in the quarter. And this lawsuit is in the U.S. also in this quarter and continuing our restructuring and turnaround. We also had almost 4 million reais of labor costs related to labor terminations that also caused an impact in our results, and also amounts paid to legal advice and consulting, 1 million reais. And this is part of the company's expense structure, and this quarter they accounted for 1 million reais in terms of additional expenses. From the financial standpoint, the dollar is helping us greatly in terms of operations and margin because we export a lot, but then on the other hand, it causes a significant short-term impact in terms of debt, because most of the company's leverage, and we are going to see further ahead, it's in foreign exchange. So we have a balanced match, but depending on the behavior of the dollar, the impact goes up and down. So in this quarter, we had a negative impact of net foreign exchange variation of approximately 62 million reals, as you can see and here, and the dollar as compared to closing last year was 264, now it went up to 314 in March 2015. So this variation in the foreign exchange rate had an impact. Another point that we should highlight is the operational recovery. This really stands out, as Andre mentioned in his presentation. So in the first months of the year, we've had the construction, and we built production. So we had a significant growth in production in the first months of the year, even though we had a growth in productivity and better dilution of costs. Our inventory has a kind of slow turnover because of its structure, so it contributed less to our bottom line, but contributed to a more appropriate inventory cost. And in March, we had a significant growth as compared to February, with the benefits, with better productivity in previous months. And as we said before, this is a new level of results, also suffering an impact from the variation of the foreign exchange, especially in March. And this helped our operations, and especially in building the company's EBITDA. I think that the U.S. market, as it said before, is a highlight. And it's true that for the U.S. market, just as a comment, production, if we compare August 14 until now, it has grown more than 100%. So we are talking about 8 months, and just in the last month, there was a growth of 30% as compared to the previous month. In terms of average manufacturing cost, just to give you an idea, January as compared to March, so in the same quarter, unit cost of manufacturing was smaller by 30% as comparing March to January. So this is the potential of cost dilution and efficiency that the company's structure is capable of capturing. Now going to the U.S. market, it has provided great opportunities of growth and allocation of volumes to our company. Not just because of demand that has already presented good numbers, but also because of the backlog that we have, which gives us good prospects so that all the increase in efficiency and productivity may be effectively turned into results rather than just higher inventory or working capital in the company. This is something that I would like to highlight. So the increase in production, I don't want to go into details of numbers that are sensitive to the market, but if we compare August 2014 with 100% parameter, we see the month-to-month behavior within the quarter in terms of leverage of production. And as I said, we reduced manufacturing costs by 30% within the same quarter. Now on the next slide, number 7, you can see a little bit more detail in terms of the non-recurring effects when we reconcile the company's EBITDA according to traditional CVM and to the adjusted EBITDA that we monitor, that we think translates better the reflexes and the behaviors of cost. In this picture, you can see that there are 74.1 million reais, the total impact of extraordinary events this quarter in terms of terminations, Carter's lawsuit, the Carter case, and advice and consulting. So as part of the 74 million, 3.1 million are reflected in our COGS numbers, and which represents, just to give you an idea, approximately 1.8% of the gross margin in a quarter, almost 2% of the a smaller margin to be booked because of this extraordinary allocation, and 71 million in booked in SG&A because it's the main contingency that we are dealing with. I just want to give you some more color and qualitative component, but in terms of the Carter process and the amount it represents, I would like to highlight the demand for cash flow in this process is not immediate. This is a main concern. And as you can see on slide, 58% of the amount will be disbursed in a short term from April 15 to March 2016. 42% of the balance has been scheduled and agreed to be disbursed in 2 to 4 years according to the settlement that we have signed. So this is more or less the distribution of the cash for our accounting effects. On slide number 8, traditionally, as we say, we want to give you some color about the main financial indicators in a period. So I'd like to draw your attention to the growth in revenue, as we've said before, 4% growth in this quarter as compared to the previous quarter, to the last quarter of last year, and 3.2% as compared to the same quarter in the previous year, so Q1 14. In terms of margin, with a market mix that is less favorable in the quarter as compared to the previous quarter, and fewer exports and less sales in the domestic market where we have the largest margins, has had an impact in the company's margin that went from 3.6% in the last quarter last year to 20.3% this quarter. The important thing here is to say that as we are talking about the quarters as a whole, we still carry over the impact of January and February in this consolidated number. The month of March in isolation accounted for the results of the quarter, and it has had a significant evolution in terms of our prospects to continue to evolve until we reach better margins. In terms of operational expenses, we had an increase of 59.2% in expenses and 91, almost 92% in net financial expenses. And we are going to see further ahead that this impact of growth in operational expenses are due to the extraordinary events, especially contingencies, and also in the financial part, the short-term foreign exchange rate impact. And also in EBITDA, this is captured as we perform all those events. All these impacts have caused a loss of almost 150 million reals to the company. If we compare to the previous quarter, is 60.7 million, and these two components in the provision for contingencies and also for effects rate, the adjusted EBITDA, according to extraordinary expenses and continuing actions in Taurus Máquinas, was 9 million reals this quarter, representing 5.2% of net margin in sales. Once again, the month of March accounts for that. So in the fourth quarter of 2014, this number, even though we had a better mix of sales, so especially in terms of managing expenses, we had a performance that was less favorable, and the EBITDA in that quarter of 2.3 million reals, and in that period it presented a growth as compared to the last quarter of 14 to the first one in 14 is almost 4 percentage points. So the effects coming from extraordinary expenses are here and has had a significant impact in our results in the high losses, but also the company's equity at the end of the quarter was negative by 56.4%, as you can see here on this table. Already relating to a theme that we'll be addressing over the next few slides, so the capital increase process that is going on has not only been favorable to the recomposition of cash and all actions to maintain growth and all the extraordinary events that we mentioned, but also to recover our net equity that suffers the effect from the foreign exchange rate and provisions that suffered an impact this quarter. In terms of cash, we had 68 million in this quarter of free cash as compared to a net debt of 618.2 million. And the reduction in cash is especially due to, because we allocated the cash to fund the growth of the company through invested capital. And as part of this process, we are going to reach new levels of profitability and return. However, the cash effect will take place later on because of the financial cycle, as we are going to mention, it lags behind a little bit. And now, on slide number 9, the idea is to show you kind of briefly in terms of the company's business segments. The first one is weapons. So the gross profit was 21.8, about 20 million less than in Q4 last year, with a drop of 47.9%. So this drop is basically impacted by the gross margin, with a drop of 16.9 percentage points, going from 33.3% to 16.4%. And most of this we have already mentioned, and the impact before tax in addition to margin effects, but it also has a foreign exchange effect in financial expenses and also an effect from Carter case. And Moretti has already talked about the profile of impact in the growth margins of the segment. In terms of helmets, the second largest business of our company, we have already reached 18% of our sales in the first month, in the first quarter of this year. The gross margin was 10.3 million reals, slightly below the 11.2 million in the previous quarter, which represents a drop in the gross margin of 0.4 percentage points in this period. As Moretti said, it was very much affected by demand and sales of new motorcycles in Brazil, and it's not related to our needs and demands for the sales of helmets. The improvement in results before taxes is a result of some management and expense control projects. We have permitted us to compensate smaller margins in revenue in SG&A lines in the quarter. In terms of others, Our net sales were $9.6 million in the quarter, with an increase of 22.5% as compared to the previous quarter. The gross profit was 32%, and it's an improvement as compared to the last quarter last year when we had an impact of non-recurring expenses. This quarter, financial expenses were superior to the previous quarter, especially in terms because of debt, and results before taxes had a reduction as compared to the last quarter last year. On slide number 10, this is a summary table, but just showing you operational expenses, we have $110.3 million of operational expenses adjusted by the non-recurring expenses amounting to 71 million reals, as we saw in extraordinary results. So this leads to adjusted operational expenses of 39.9 million reals compared to the same criteria of adjusting. If we do the same to the fourth quarter 14, it's a reduction of almost 25%. We had 51.7 million reals in Q4 14, and we brought it down to 39.9% in Q1 15. It's not just the expenses that have gone down, but our revenue has also increased, and so it. Now, on slide number 11, here you can see the evolution quarter-on-quarter of EBITDA and adjusted EBITDA. And here again, as we have relevant or significant non-recurring numbers that make it more difficult to compare the quarters, so we are going to use the adjusted EBITDA for comparison purposes. So in this quarter, the adjusted EBITDA closed at 9 million reals, a margin of 5.2%, and the performance was substantially above the EBITDA of the previous year, the previous quarter, I mean, with 2.3 million, because of the reasons I have already mentioned in the previous slide. This basically refers to March, as we said before. And now on the next slide, number 12, here you can see the graphical representation of this new improvement and all the advances attained in our processes to the company's bottom line. You can see that the performance of growth in the first months of this year was very much focused in March, and it corresponds to 105% of the adjusted EBITDA of the quarter, more than result of the quarter. All of this is based on the operations in March. Undoubtedly, in addition to our operational improvements and our growth of 30% in productivity in this month, other factors that contributed to our results in March was the foreign exchange rate reaching 3.20 reals in terms of average rate for the month. And so this has had a very favorable impact in our operations and also contributed to our better results in the month. At the same time, you can see our sales mix was also favorable, but substantially we have diluted production costs with a new level of revenues has made it possible for the company to leverage operational margins as it had not been able to do before. And here, in our opinion, a new cycle, a new level of operation starts in terms of our delivery results, and we hope that we will continue on this track. Now, on slide number 13, you can see our financial results as compared to the first quarter of 14, and The main factor was here was the variation in the foreign exchange rate. And if we compare 9.9 million in the first quarter of 14, and this is a very significant variation that is detailed in the table. And all of this is caused because of the behavior of the foreign exchange rate and also some impact from the increase in the basic interest rate in Brazil, and the company has a high debt leverage, and this indicator also affects us in terms of financial result. Just for illustration purposes, in terms of our dollar debt, approximately 55% of our gross debt is today pegged to the U.S. dollar. And so this is a quite significant share that is exposed to the short-term foreign exchange variation. Any variation, even if it's just a few cents in the foreign exchange rate, it affects our debt. On the other hand, the revenue coming from our net revenues from sales come also in dollar, and so this has contributed to a smaller speed and then the effect on the foreign debt is capable of generating, and we could see this quarter. Now on slide number 14, about our debt, our loans and consolidated in the short and long term have closed the quarter of 727 million reals, which is a reduction of 6% as compared to March 2014, however, an increase of 4% as compared to December 2014. This growth in debt is basically the effect of the variation in the foreign exchange rate, and also partly because increase in funding for our working capital that we had to advance in order to be able to increase our manufacturing volumes and sales volumes because they have reached new levels. Financial availabilities totaled 108 million reals in March 2015, accounting for 32% below the balance in December 14, which was 159.8 million reals, and 53% lower than the 232 of March 2014. This reduction in availability is especially because of the strong investment of cash that we are making in operational activities in manufacturing to increase production. And the company continue with its plans to keep the growth curve, and this process, they will still need to fund this process either with our own cash, with additional funds from the object of the capital increase that is going on. In addition to this operational growth process that is significant, that the company is developing significantly, we also have the events that are foreign to our normal operational activities of our company, as it is the amount due in Hunter Douglas case from last year, and also the Carter case, as we said before, that will take up along this year about 22 million reals, as we had said before. Because of that, the company's board of directors has approved the capital increase that is going on so that we may reinforce and have cash for these, to support these events, and also to enable the continuing growth of the process that is being successfully implemented. As to our net debt, obviously, as a consequence of all these events, both in gross debt and cash, we had a position of 619.2 million reals, an increase of 15% as compared to December, and 14% increase as compared to March 2014. So this is the summary of the slide, is that cash was very much dedicated to this growth, And now this will start to create a curve of benefit in terms of cash generation, because our revenues and the billing will start to go in the company in the cycle, and also the effect of the capital increase with our increase in manufacturing that we are implementing. Now on slide number 15 and 16, and I'm going to combine the two slides because they are very closely related. So here we have an impact of everything in working capital and a little bit about the reduction in cash. In this quarter, we have closed with an amount invested in working capital total represented by inventory, accounts receivable, advance contracts, suppliers, and social and labor liabilities to pay. We close with almost 330 million reals dedicated to this group, which is 55% of our net revenue in the past 12 months. So it's a quite high percentage. And it has grown in this quarter, especially because March, which is the period that had the greatest recovery and the production growth curve, and the inventory that we are building is an inventory to meet growing production. And so, however, the impacts of revenue were in the month of March and do not carry over these effects. Accounts receivable has grown, as you can see, practically most of the amount invested. It's almost 54 million reals, not just because of higher billings, but because they were focused in March. So most of what was built in March is accounts receivable, which is good because this will lead to the building of new cash in the next period. Inventory, still very strong management in terms of our keeping levels as low as possible, but to support this growth, and in spite of all representativeness in terms of increasing production, you can see the variation in inventory was 1 million reals in a quarter, which translates our working capital management model, and it is a reflex of a concentration of sales in the month of March. But these are the efforts of the company in terms of managing in the best way possible the investment of funds in this growth process, which is intense and will be intense in the next few quarters. On slide number 16, I think that the most important point for us to mention is the company's financial cycle. And here we are at the most important point, where the result is in constant growth. And however, there is a timing for it to have an impact in the company's cash. This is because even though inventory has been going down, we still have a cycle of 160 days. And if you look at projections of what may happen in the next few months in terms of sales, it drops significantly in days here. The financial cycle of accounts receivable is 64 days and payment 24, so there is a mismatch of 220 days if we consider the investments necessary to enable growth and the effective entry of this better performance in the company's cash. And this is the explanation of our drop in cash and for the funding model that we are using. On slide number 17 and 18, you can see the company's cash flow in this quarter, and there you can see the operational activities have taken up 35 million reals in the three first months of the year, and the main item were variations in working accounts with a cash allocation of almost 30 million reals, and thereby confirming what we've been saying. In terms of investment activities, we have had a positive generation of cash of 9.6 million, and especially as a result of releases of financial investments that were given as guarantee of loans, that and now they have been released for operation or to settle part of the company's debts. In terms of financing, the cash was 11.2 million reals, and the recovery or taking new funds and paying loans are almost the same, and the impact is practically the payment of interest rates over our debts in the quarter. So the maintenance of our credit lines and the financing of cash are the summary or the main explanation for this behavior. All the impacts of operations and investments and financing have provided a total net consumption of 36.6 million reals in our cash, which leads it to 78 million approximately at the end of the quarter. About this effect on the crash, and when it's necessary to keep the support in the financial structure for us to continue our process. And now we move on to the next slide, where you can see the main features of the capital increase that is going on. The call for capital increase has been approved by the company's board of directors and had already been planned considering our potential payments, especially Hunter Douglas, that had been identified in 2014 with $10.2 million in a period. With the inclusion of Carter case and also the need to reinforce payments in cash for working capital for our growth curve. So this reinforcement in the company's capital structure is very relevant, and this is the purpose of our capital increase call that was presented to the market. So it was presented on April 28th, and we used the authorized capital for this. So it was approved in a board meeting. So the amount is almost 100 million reals with 2.61 per share is the price, whether it is preferential or common. And they also have an additional advantage in this process in order to encourage and understand that there is a quite attractive scenario for this process. And every new share that is subscribed has a subscription bonus issued by the company that can be used until November 30th, 2016, at the same price of the issuance that is being proposed now. So the minimum amount needs to go up to 50 million reals. So this is the minimum necessary so that there is a partial approval of the entire process. The period for to exercise preemptive rights started in May, and it started on May 4th, and it ends on June the 3rd. And we are planning to have up to new rounds for the unsubscribed shares. So more details about this process you can have access in our IR website, just as the release that we published on the same date of April the 28th. So I would like to finalize it to reinforce it in spite of the results of the first quarter as a whole, and also below the expectations of the market somehow along these lines. The monthly evolution of profitability and its operational efficiencies, these two things are very clear, as Andre mentioned. And with the numbers we have just shared with you, they show in today's presentation the months of January and February also, because they are traditionally months of less sales because of the company's operational cycle and the pressures in the beginning of the year. They were important for us to continue the development of operational efficiency, productivity, without, however, having generated immediate result impacts, but they were important for us to reach the level that we have reached in March and as we presented to you. We have already talked about the increases in productivity and everything. And in future quarters, even though still with challenges to manage, and especially to continue our growth in operations and efficiency, but we will continue to build cash. But all our prospects in terms of the market, financial, and also the space that the company has to outperform both in back orders or backlogs and new sales opportunities. So we have good prospects to continue to improve our processes. I would like to thank you once again for attending our conference call, and I would now like to open the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to start our Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. If you want to take your question from the list, please press star 2. We are going to start answering the questions that we received through the web. So we have one question from the investor, Walter. What is the current expectation of the company about the success in your capital increase because the market price of your shares is substantially below the subscription price? Well, first of all, once you set the subscription price, there and then it has a direct reference to the market, and then afterwards the market is dynamic. There is an oscillation, and they may go up or down. So our expectations are still positive, even though there was a decrease as compared to subscription prices, because the subscription always carries a subscription bonus, which, in our opinion, is related to a gain as compared to the amounts that are practiced in the market, especially in a scenario after the presentation, in a scenario that is very enthusiastic and exciting about the future. So as there is a period of maturation, there is longer than the subscription process, we are still very positive in terms of the expectation of our subscription performances. And the investor also asked another question, saying, another negative fact is that I have made available my subscription rights at 1 cent and no one has bought it so far. And now I'm going to insist in so far. Well, indeed, this process will end on June the 3rd, so we still have two auctions to go, when I think that the likelihood or the chance of someone buying the subscription rights. It's important to remind you that after this call, when we show March numbers and the market can see the gain in operational performance of the company, the interest is going to increase. Now, going on the questions on the web, the investor asks if the provision made in the first quarter already includes all countercase effects. Yes, it does. So it already includes. We have already provisioned all costs related and measured with regards to this lawsuit, and it's fully booked in the company's numbers. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. We are now closing our Q&A session. I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Balbi for his closing remarks. Please, Mr. Balbi. I would like to close our call, leaving with you an overview of the expectation of this management for future quarters. I think that in the next quarters of 2015, we can expect a strengthening in cash arising not just from the capital increase that I reinforced, that we have positive expectations, but especially because of operational generation. I think that once you are in a restructuring process, it's important to compare the company's restructuring process. It is almost a medical process. Everything starts with a diagnosis. When we understand what is the problem of the patient, what's wrong with the company. And secondly, we test different hypotheses. And when based on this vision of the problem, you test a few hypotheses in terms of prognosis. And then you start to dose and to include correction measures. So going back, we had problems related to low performance, to low demand, quality, and also debt. So in November, we made the decision of recovering the market, recovering quality, reducing prices, guaranteeing securing our market position in the main markets, especially the U.S. We had negative margins on purpose, but these margins has made it possible for us to have a volume possible to ramp up production and quality in Brazil, which has considerably reduced costs. There is this ramp. It is in effect, and growth will continue. It's still going up. So right now, we are selling at positive margins. We have guaranteed the market. And now there's a second process, which is a process of qualification of demand, where we have the whole market is open to us. We have a production capacity that is expanding at positive rates. We have a cost reduction that is constant and growing. And we also have now the qualification. So there is a process of seeking greater margins, better pricing, and product choice. Just to give you an idea, at first, we started manufacturing products and volume. And now the selection, we are alternating, and now we have started manufacturing products with a higher margin. So the recovery of operational efficiency is a reality. So we need to make sure that it is growing and constant growth and managing the company's debt. And this is going on, and we are being very successful in negotiating with all our partners and financial institutions. Well, in this manner, I think that the profitability for the company will recover in terms of what you expect, and we are very positive about the entire process. And now we just need to make sure that other controls of the company evolve in order to assure a permanent, safe, and reliable process. Well, I would like to thank you all for your attention. I would like to thank all our employees, suppliers. I think that this is a time when the company has limited cash, which depends very much on everyone's flexibility and the goodwill of all our agents and partners. But we have been received very well by them. We're on the right track, and this is a company that is very different from what we could have seen at first. So we are very happy with our results, and we believe that the next quarter will be the continuation of what we saw in March in a more consolidated manner. I am available to answer any questions you may have, and thank you all very much. The conference call of Taurus has now ended. We thank you all for your participation, and we wish you a good day.